Welcome to the MBSR, Body Movement or Gentle Yoga Mindful Movement Exercises. So finding a space where you won't be interrupted for the next 40 minutes. Having feet that are bare or can it be in contact with the floor or a mat? Preferably with your socks off or with socks that contain grippers. And using a yoga mat or a towel to avoid any danger of slipping or causing an accident. Finding yourself in a position that's often referred to as the mountain pose. So putting your feet firmly on the floor, finding yourself grounded on the floor, moving your attention gently up through your legs to your bottom, gently tucking your hips under, drawing your spine upwards, lengthening it as if drawing it and stretching it towards the ceiling. Noticing the position of your shoulders, allowing them to be relaxed. That may mean loosening some tension by raising your shoulders up and lowering them backwards and down, and drawing your neck high, and having your arms a few inches away from the sides of your body, and maybe just closing your eyes and getting in contact with the breath in this position. And setting yourself an intention for this mindfulness meditation. An intention about being engaged with the body, noticing how the body is in each moment, and noticing the thoughts that might be attached to each movement that you make. Going to start with using and wakening up our fingers and wrists. So opening your eyes and just allowing your fingers to wriggle. Fingers on each hand, moving gently, fingers and thumbs. And then progressing to moving your hands around your wrists. Rotating your hands one way and then the other. Checking that you've rotated them both ways. And then maybe clenching your fists and springing them open. Clench and spring them open. And then progressing the movement upwards to your arms and giving your arms a shake. Shaking them gently. It may be at this moment that you feel that you are able to shake them with more energy. Or it may be that at this time you just want to be gentle with your arms. It's an opportunity to register what's best for you now in this time. And then allowing your arms to fall by your side and just noticing your arms and the feeling within your body. It's noticing your breath at this time. Now we're going to introduce a gentle swing to the body. So moving your left arm in front of your body and your right arm behind your body. Gently switching these round so your left arm then goes behind your body, your right in front. Allowing your body to be relaxed, and this gently brings in a twist around the waist. allowing this twist to get bigger and stronger, if that's what feels good, nice at this time, or again being gentle with your body. You may find as the movement gets bigger, your arms move further away from your body. Maybe your shoulders become involved. And it may be that your head and neck becomes involved. So your whole body twists from right to left. And you may be even be able to look behind you as your head gets involved. And whilst you're doing this big movement or this little movement, notice what's perhaps going on in other parts of your body, around your knees and feet and legs, how your whole body is involved in this movement. And gently coming to a rest in the mountain pose. Gently closing your eyes. Moving your attention to this feeling within your body now. Allowing yourself to be with this experience that your body is sensing. Noticing your breath, your heart rate, beat, and perhaps any change in temperature in your arms and torso. And now the shoulders, just gently moving your shoulders so that first move towards the front and then up towards your ears and then round to the back and moving to the front, up and back. And doing this movement as best you can, noticing the extension of how far you feel able to move your shoulders in this way. And then moving them in the opposite direction. So it's moving them towards the back and the front, then up towards your ears. And it may be as this movement gets more comfortable, the tightness in your shoulders relax. Maybe you want to make larger movements and involve your arms in this movement. So your arms perhaps begin to make a small circle with your shoulders. Then coming to a pause. Just loosening up the neck. So it's important to be careful of the neck, noticing how far it's able to go and not pushing it beyond its limitations. So first dropping the left ear to the left shoulder. And gently rotating the chin towards your chest. And then moving your right ear to your right shoulder. And then raising your head. Not needing to tilt it backwards, but just raising it upwards and allowing your left ear to drop again back to your left shoulder. And continuing this gentle movement for a few more circles. Noticing what might be going on in your neck as it's given this opportunity to move in directions that it might not normally do so. And then changing direction. So moving from the left upwards back to the right and then down onto your chest. And then just pausing, maybe shutting your eyes if that feels comfortable you in this moment. Noticing the feelings in your shoulders and neck And again, noticing the rest of your body. Being aware that even though one part of you is moving, the rest of you is also involved. So your body is one complete thing in itself. It's all working together. Then we're going to do some stretches. So checking that your feet are hip width apart. And to raise both hands, that's drawing your hands up the sides of your body, drawing your hands up above your head so that your biceps are near your ears, your palms are facing each other. And looking up between the palms of your hands. And stretching, reaching, as if reaching for the moon between your hands. Bringing a stretch to both sides of the body and holding this stretch, holding it, noticing the intensity with which that feels, noticing whether there are thoughts going on in your mind about holding this position. Just checking out what's going on for you as you're stretching your body now. And then gently lowering your arms to the sides. And when they get to just be resting, repeating, so raising your arms up the sides of your body. Your arms and biceps near your ears, your palms facing each other, and looking through your palms upwards towards the ceiling, as if reaching. Maybe that you notice this time slightly different, or maybe it's the same. Having a curiosity about how you might be challenging your body, or how you might be allowing your body to feel in this time, to be pushed or not to be pushed. And then allowing your arms to drop by your sides. And taking your feet a little step further apart, so they're wider than hip length, and drawing your left arm upwards and reaching over towards your right. So your body is reaching over at an angle. And then following the gaze, so you're looking along your left fingers and stretching. And it may be that at this point or at a certain point you feel the need to lift your heel off the ground to give yourself an extra stretch, but only if that feels right for you at this time. Reaching as if picking fruit. Noticing the body in this stretch position along your left hand side. Noticing what you can feel between your left toe and your left finger. Then gently releasing the stretch, allowing the heel to go to the floor and straightening your body and dropping your hand by your side. And then repeating this movement. So stretching your left arm up over your head and over to your right. Stretching, raising your left heel off the ground if that feels right. Noticing the thoughts, the challenges that you might be putting towards your body. Allowing yourself to be gentle and kind to your body at this moment. And slowly releasing your heel, lowering your arm to your side, and shutting your eyes, and engaging with what this body feels in this moment. Then moving on to your right side, so stretching your right arm up along your body, up over your head, and reaching towards the left. and following the gaze along the palms of your hands and fingers. So your eyes are looking upwards towards your fingertips. And as you find yourself stretching this length of your body, you may want to raise your right heel off the ground and point your toe. May noticing the stretch in your right hand side of your body. Listening to your body, listening to how far it can go at this moment. And gently lowering your right hand to your side, just lowering the heel and the rest of your foot and your arm. And then repeating, so raising your right arm over your head, reaching across to your left, allowing your eyes to follow your fingertips. And as you extend the stretch, maybe that you feel that you're able to lift your heel off the ground. And breathing, just noticing what goes on with your breath as you extend this stretch. And then lowering your arm to your side and your heel to the floor, closing your eyes and noticing what's going on for your body now in this moment. And now, opening your eyes, we're going to move onto the mat. We're going to move onto the back, your back, onto the mat. So noticing how there is an intention to change position in order to move the body in a new and a different way. So lying on your back with your knees bent, your knees, your feet perhaps hip distance apart, and protecting your back. So tucking your bottom under, so flattening the small of your back onto the mat, and laying your hands by your sides and checking that your neck feels in a strong position, not scrunched up, slightly lowering your chin. In this position, I want you to lower your right leg so that it's flat on the floor, keeping your left leg bent. And then again, checking that your spine is in touch with the mat, drawing in your stomach, your abdomen. Gently raise your right leg over the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And holding your leg in this position, noticing what's going on in your body, particularly in your left leg and where the weight is in your body. And now lowering your right leg again over the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And raising your leg again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whilst your right leg is held in this position as best as possible, if you're wishing to, you may be able to lower your left leg so that now is flat along the floor, and noticing changes in your body, the changes in weight as this happens. If you don't feel able to at this time, then keep your left leg bent. Then lowering your right leg over the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if able, still keeping your left leg flat on the floor, going to raise your right leg one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. With your right leg raised vertically, it's now rotating your foot first clockwise. Noticing what this feels like, noticing noises that might arise, creaks, feelings in your foot at this time. Then rotating the other way. And you may wish to move your foot forwards and backwards. And noticing what's going on in the rest of your body, the weight, with your left leg on the floor, as you make this movement in your foot. And then over the count of 10, lowering your right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So lying with both legs flat on the floor, or lowering your left leg so both legs are now flat on the floor. Noticing how your body is feeling in this time. Then raising your knees and repeating with the left leg. So if you feel able at the start of this, you may wish to lower your right leg so it's flat on the floor, or keeping your right leg bent, lowering your left leg so that it's straight. Then on the count of 10, raising it as best you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Then lowering. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then a second time. Then offering yourself the chance to perhaps lower your right leg, if you feel able at this time, or keeping it bent. And raising your left leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Noticing what's going on here now in your body. Perhaps noticing your belly and your back. Checking that there's engagement with the back to the mat. Is there any other tension in your body? Is there tension perhaps in your face or shoulders or hands? Allowing those to relax and fall into the mat. And lowering your leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10. Then a third time, raising your left leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. with your left leg upright, just again checking out how your body is. And if it's not already flat on the floor, it may be an opportunity to lower your right leg so that it's flat on the yoga mat. Or if that doesn't feel possible at this time, allowing it to remain bent. And rotating your foot, first anti-clockwise, your left foot. And changing directions, rotating it the other way. And then allowing your left foot to move forwards and backwards. Again, noticing the sensations in your body, not just within your left leg and left foot, but noticing your hands and face and legs and how your body is working, keeping you in this position. And then lowering your left leg over the count of 10. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And lowering your right leg if it's not already lowered. So you're again lying now on the mat in a corpse position with your feet gently rolled outwards, your hands beside your side, and allowing yourself to notice how your body is relaxed on this mat, noticing your breath. Now raising your knees so your feet are a little bit wider than your bottom. Your knees are bent. And holding out your arms so they're but pointing to opposite sides of the room, so they're not no longer by your sides, but coming out from your body, from your shoulders. I just want you to gently lower your knees to your right hand side, aiming to keep your left shoulder in contact with the mat still. So your body is twisting along the spine. Now if at this time this doesn't feel right for you, just using your mind's eye to imagine what's going on. So your body is, in your mind's eye, moving into this position. And breathing into this position. So you're noticing your breath. You're noticing the stretches within your back and side. Again, noticing, being aware of the limitations of your body, noticing how you cope with this area of how far to push your body and how to still be able to look after your body, letting your body tell you how far to go. And then gently raising your knees and lowering them to the other side, so lowering them down to the left side. Allowing a gentle twist. Noticing whether there's differences in the left or the right. Noticing whether there's challenges that you place across your body, on your body. Allowing the breath to be with those feelings of stretching. Allowing your breath to be there. Engaging with your body, how it is in this moment. And then raising up your knees gently. And then allowing yourself to give your knees a hug. So you're on your back, just hugging your knees. You may wish to roll about on your back. Gentle movements, giving your knees a hug. Now we're going to move on to your hands and knees. So again, this is a transition setting yourself an intention to move up from your back, perhaps moving onto your side first of all, and then moving onto your hands and knees. Noticing this continual flux of your body, continual change of where the weight is, where the sensations are. So allowing your hands to be under your shoulders, your fingers slightly spread out, and being conscious of putting weight through your fingers as well as through your palms. And then your knees under your hips, your feet behind. And again, engaging the tops of your feet with the mat. So pushing your feet down into the mat and your hands down into the mat. Just being in this position, noticing in this tabletop position, how as you engage with your hands and your feet, it's a feeling of strength and stability. Perhaps notice what this feels like, this feeling, strength and stability. There's a noticing in your mood or in your emotions. And now just gently changing the position of your back, moving your back and neck and spine. So first tucking in your bottom and allowing your spine to move up towards the ceiling. And as this happens, dropping your shoulders and your head so that you go into a pose that's a bit like an arch being pulled up from your spine. Pulling your stomach in. Angry cat pose. And then transitioning, you slowly lower your spine, raising your hips, pulling your shoulders back and lifting up your neck so that your stomach is now nearer to the mat. And then gently transitioning between each of these poses. So as you lower your head, draw in your stomach, draw in your spine, and tuck in your bottom. And then reversing, lowering your stomach towards the floor and raising your head. Maybe that you can combine these with breathing. So an in-breath, drawing in your stomach and your back, and an out breath, reversing. Doing these a few more times. Releasing any tension in your shoulders and spine. Now just pausing and finding yourself in that strong tabletop position. Weight through your hands and through your feet. And your back strong, parallel to the floor. And your head gently supported by your neck. And now we're going to do a position that can challenge your body. So do this as best you can, noticing what's going on in your mind and in your muscles. So you're maintaining balance and strength. So shifting your weight gently from your right hand to your left and raising your right hand so that it's directly pointing parallel to the floor in front of you. And as you feel ready, gently shifting your weight onto your right leg and extending your left leg behind you. So you've got your right arm in front and your left leg behind. Actually stretching your fingertips and your toes apart. This balancing pose challenges the supporting arm and leg and your stomach. Holding this as best you can, allowing yourself to gently return when you're ready to the tabletop position. And when you've returned, just noticing the feeling in your arms and legs, before repeating on the other side. So shifting your weight so that you can raise the opposite arm forward. So raising your left arm in front with your weight on your right arm. And extending your right leg and stretching fingers and feet, they're pulling apart, and holding this pose as best you can. Noticing the breath, allowing your body just to do just what it can, no more, no less. Noticing whether you challenge yourself, or whether you are reserved with yourself, whether you trust your body, or whether you're mentally looking after your body. Just noticing what's going on for you just now. Then in your own time, allowing yourself to first lower your leg, and then lower your arm. Get back to this tabletop position. You may just want to gently sit down on your haunches so your bottom is on your heels. Lower your body onto your legs, and perhaps if you can, your head onto your mat. And just rest and breathe into this child's pose. Then finally, we're just going to move on to your back. Allow yourself to gently move on to your back. And a final stretch. So checking your posture, checking that your back is in touch with the mat. And gently raising your arms first upwards towards the ceilings and then back behind you so that your fingers are pointing towards one wall, and then stretching your toes to the other wall. So creating a long stretch in your body. Allow yourself to breathe, notice your breath. Notice your body, engagement with your body. And slowly in your own time, bringing your arms back over to by your side. Allowing your toes to fall away from your legs and closing your eyes. And allowing yourself to pay attention to the body. Recognizing what the body has just been doing for you. Engagement with the body, its movement, and its experiences. Just holding that pose now until you feel ready to finish the exercise. And in your own time, slowly rotate onto left or right side into standing. And congratulate yourself for being able to spend time for you, being present with your body over the last 40 minutes.